Hello, this is James Van Prague, and I want to welcome you for taking the time to visit Home with the Spirits. The spirit world is all around us in all different levels of energy, vibrations, dimensions, which are interacted with this physical world. In order for you to take this journey, I believe, like any other journey, that you need preparation before you begin. So the first suggestion I'd like to make for you is to have on hand a journal, a book for you to write down your experiences that you will have along this journey. For there'll be some experiences you won't be able to explain. There'll be feelings that you'll have, visions that you'll see, things perhaps you'll hear that will be hard to remember. So write them down as they come into your experience so that at a later date you can relive them. Another very important part of the preparation for this journey is that you create a sacred space for you to begin the journey. This should be a space in your home or apartment, a place that you have, where you will not be interrupted. Perhaps it is the same space you've used prior to meditation or spiritual work of some kind, a place of relaxation and rest, a place that you consider sacred, your own, that you will not be interrupted by outside sources such as telephones or people or noise from the outside world. This should be a space that you reserve for you to do your own spiritual work. If it is a space that is interrupted occasionally by telephones or computers or outside noises from others, you won't fully get the benefit of this experience. Therefore, I would like for you to find in your house a space, even if it's a closet, that's fine, a space that you can do this work, you can do this course, and you will not be interrupted. It's very, very important. The night before your journey, which is what this is all about right now, I just want to talk you into the situation of what you'll be experiencing all day tomorrow. You should be very, very happy and enthusiastic as you look into this course, for this is a journey. This is a journey where you will experience things you've never experienced before. I know that the night before I go on a trip, I go on a journey, I go on an airplane, there's a sense of anticipation, there's a sense of excitement. You should have the same type of sense that you're going to be going away to a certain place, a certain space where you've never been before. Maybe a sense of wonderment. Remember that the mind is part of the soul is part of the mind, and that you will be traveling with your mind, with your soul. The physical body will be in a different space, will be resting, but the mind will be active. And whether you want to use what we call the imagination, the power of the mind, that's fine. Doesn't matter. I don't want you worrying about how you're going to get to a certain space or place or have an experience. I just want you tonight just to set the space that you will have an experience, however that's going to happen for you, that yes, it is possible because you are a soul having a human experience. You are not a human having a spiritual experience. It's the other way around. So you are going to soul travel, if you will. Tomorrow you will be soul traveling all day long into spheres and realms and spaces and places you have not been before in the waking state. So there will certainly be a part of you which is conscious of all the experiences that you're going to have tomorrow. So tonight, what I would like you to do is first, make sure that you have this beautiful sacred space, that you will not be interrupted. If you want to put a pillow there, or a blanket, or something that makes you feel more comfortable, or is really something that makes you feel that you can relax more, that's fine. You don't necessarily need music, but you can have light music. You can have incense, you can have crystals. Whatever you feel will help you to relax is the most important. Okay? Also, of course, have a journal on hand that you can write down things. Have a pen or a pencil and a journal at your hand's length, that you can use that whenever you feel there is a message for you, an experience for you, to jot down for you to remember at a later date. So those are the important things that you need to have in this space. Many people think that when they do this work and they visit into the spiritual realms, that they will see every single spirit they want. That's a possibility. But I want you to, tonight, think of one particular spirit. One particular spirit who you will visit tomorrow. So you can have a picture of them. You can have a piece of their clothing. You can write a letter to them. Write a prayer to them. That's fine. I just want you to place them in your mind in some small way. Don't over try to control the situation and beg them to come to your mind. Just put out the thought, put out the intention that this one particular spirit will be there, will welcome you home. This one particular spirit will welcome you home. That is what we're going to put out there. Okay? You will see many different spirits. You will see your family. You will see family beings. You will see guides. You will see many spirits, but one particular one that you want to connect with. For you to be your tour guide, that one particular spirit, put their name out, picture out, a thought. And once you do that, let it go. Just let it go. Good. So now we've set up the preliminary groundwork for your journey tomorrow to go home to the spirit world. Next thing I'd like to do with you is I'd like for you to work with me now and go on a slight mind journey to have the sense of how you'll begin tomorrow in opening yourself up. So I'd like for you to, if you could, get to that beautiful sacred space where you will be doing the work tomorrow. That would be great. And if you could hear my voice in that space, which I'm assuming you will be because that's how you're going to do it, that's great. Good. And you can always stop this tape, the computer, and carry on. I put in a lot of pauses for you to stop just in case you want to set up for the next experience. Good. So now that you're in your sacred space, I just want to work with you a little bit on just closing your eyes and bringing you to a lovely, lovely sense of yourself, a sense of expansion of your soul. So as you gently close your eyes, that immediately shuts off the physical world around you, and you begin to become aware of the inner world within the body. I'm going to make several suggestions for you to look at, to place in your mind, to become aware of. However you individually use, personally use, the words, the suggestions that I leave you with now. So as you close your eyes, imagine you are a soul having a human experience. And by closing your eyes, it opens you up to that beautiful side within you, the world of the soul. The soul is a light. And you can imagine a colorful light, any color you like, whether it's purple or gold, white or yellow, green, whatever you feel the color of your soul is. Just imagine now this color of your light. Remember also, as I make these suggestions when your eyes are closed, that you as a soul light emerge way beyond the physical boundaries of the human body. For you are only 20% of your soul light within the body and 80% outside the body. So just have that mindset that you are mostly out of the body more than in the body. Good. So when you have that sense that you are a light, a beautiful colored light, and you're mostly out of the body, not in the body, just want you to imagine that, that realization. Good. Now, I'm going to help you now to assist you in becoming aware of your breath, of breathing. And this breathing technique is one that I use in order to bring myself to another level of awareness. You will use this tomorrow, but I'm just preparing you now. So I just want you to imagine, or just place into your mind, that you are breathing in through your nose and exhaling out the mouth. And as you inhale through your nose, remember that you are bringing within the soul new energy, a sense of lifting up, a newness, an awareness, a brightness, a God force, a power. And as you exhale, you let go, release, let go of the weight, the heaviness, the denseness, and bring yourself to a nice neutral space of feeling light, symbolically, physically, emotionally, an awareness of light. Just breathe in, if you will, that color of your soul. Just breathe it in. And what I want you to feel with each breath, that that light is not only within the body, but expands out of the body. So as we breathe in, breathing in all the energy from the universes around us, that power, and that brings in and illuminates your light. Illuminates your light. Exhale. And as you exhale, it pushes out that light higher above you and around you, that colored light higher above you and around you. And exhale. Good. And inhale. And exhale. You go higher and above. That light shines, expands. Good. And just keep on doing this. And inhale. The more you see this light, this brightness. And exhale, pushes you out and expands you. It's almost the push you need to bring your light out further and further. And just practice that breathing technique, a breathing in that beautiful light color of your soul. And when you exhale, expanding it out in all different directions, left, right, in front, behind, above, below, that you are this beautiful beam of light that expands. And just begin to do that. And I would say begin to do 5 minutes of this beautiful breathing and this visualization of breathing in. Imagine this beautiful color of your soul light as much as you can. And then when you exhale, you open the door and it expands out in all directions. So in color, out the color goes. In the color comes in, out the color goes out. Just having that awareness of in and out, and in and out. That's what you want to start with. So do that for about 5 minutes. Now another technique, along with the in the color and out with the breath, the expansion, I would like for you, the night before, of course, the journey, the same evening, I would like for you to open your eyes and pick a place in your room toward the top, toward the ceiling, the corner of the room, top of the door, top of a window. And with your breath, Again, another breathing technique as you inhale and you exhale. Remember that every time you breathe in, you're bringing a newness out to the body, to your mind. There's an awareness, an expansion. So just remember that. And as we let go of the old, the heaviness, the density, the past experiences, and you're breathing in the newness. So what I'd like you to do at your own rate now, I'm letting you just do this in your own rate of breath, the inhalation and the exhalation. But I just want you to pick up a space, a ceiling, place a corner, a door, a window, wherever you feel. And with each breath in, I just want you to go into that space, and then each breath out, I just want you to imagine and try at your own rate, whether it's an inhalation and exhalation, inhalation, exhalation, to place your thoughts, place your awareness, place all that you are on the other side of the place you're focusing on. So if you're focusing on the ceiling, I want you to go into that ceiling, into that space. What's on the other side of the ceiling? Is it a roof? Is the floor to another room? Go within it. Go within it with your mind and just experience what it's like. Whether it's outside a wall, what's it on the outside of that wall? Go within it and then on the outside of it. A window. Go outside that window. What does it feel like as you go further and further away from that window? As you go through the corner of this or the ceiling, is it a roof on the top of it? Do you go further outside that roof? If it's another room that you're going into, go to the top of that room. And does it feel like to expand, to go higher and higher into that room and then outside the ceiling of that room? So eventually, you will find with your thoughts and with your mind and with each breath as you inhale and exhale, it takes you more and higher, deeper and deeper, expanding, expanding. You will eventually end up on the exterior of your space, in the exterior of the house, of the room, of the apartment to the room. You'll end up outside of this structure. And that's where I want you just to be tonight. Just have that experience, what it feels like to be on the outside of this physical structure. What does that feel like to you? And if you need to practice that over and over again, that's fine too. You can practice that over and over again. Yeah? Good. A third technique, which I'd like to give you the place in your mind, or a third insight. I just want you within your mind to imagine that you are part of a tree, or Jack the Beanstalk, I use quite a bit too. I use that I am on this earth, that my body is on this earth, and that with my arms and my head, I can grow higher and higher like a tree. So as you go to bed tonight, as you go into that sleep level, just imagine that you're a beanstalk growing higher and higher, or that you're a tree, a redwood tree that goes higher and higher into the sky, into the sky. Just imagine that you are on this earth going into the sky, and eventually you might find that you become one with a cloud, or you go into a rainbow, or you go beyond the blueness of the sky that you see. Just having that sense of expansion, having that sense of awareness that brings you in your mind from the earth level higher and higher, expanding, going higher and higher, and that you are there higher and higher. You're not just made of this earth world, but you go higher and you go higher with your mind any way you can. You are fully, firmly planted on the earth, but yet your mind can travel higher and higher while you're still part of the earth, just like a beanstalk, just like a tree. And that beanstalk goes higher and higher and through the clouds, just like a tree can as well. And just imagine that as you go to sleep tonight, to have that sense. The last technique, whatever you'd like to call it, in preparation for your trip tomorrow, is to have this sense of going to a place, going to a place of excitement, a place of happiness, a place of light, a place of joy, a place of contentment, a place of awareness, a place that you've been before. You're going to explore a place where you've been before many times. And this place is a place of love, a place of the highest of all things, your highest good. The spirit people, the spirit world, are here to assist you in this journey. You're not doing it alone. You're being guided, just like I'm guiding you here physically and you hear my voice. There are unseen beings who know that you're going to be going on this journey because they are helping to guide you and will be helping to guide you. So you are not doing this alone. So just having that awareness that you are in preparation, you're going to go to this lovely space with these beings, and how exciting it is going to be. Your life should never be the same. So I wish you a fond, good sleep tonight and full of excitement and joy and happiness, for that is what you're going to have. Good night. Namaste.